The views and opinions expressed by the hosts of Black Talk Radio News and any guests represents their views and their views only and do not necessarily represent the views of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe resigned as president of Zimbabwe on Tuesday, kicking off celebrations within the country. The Parliament Speaker Jacob Mudinda told lawmakers, which ends the 37-year rule of Robert Mugabe, at times defined by brutality and economic collapse. I, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, in terms of Section 96 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, hereby formally tender my resignation with immediate effect, was read by Speaker Mudinda. Celebrations in Zimbabwe kicked off as President Robert Mugabe resigned under pressure from the military, his own political party, ZANU-PF, and the Zimbabwe citizens. This is seen as a positive development after the crisis, which was 3 years in the making, as Mugabe's old age, failing health and mental faculties left him susceptible to manipulation by his second wife and those who had aligned themselves with her to grab power for themselves following a purge of party veterans and revolutionary veterans of their war for independence, seen as threats to their power grab. How prophetic their fears turned out to be. Mrs. Mugabe was not as well liked as Mr. Mugabe's first wife, who was loved by the people, who would dub his second wife Gucci Grace because of her lavish spending and shopping sprees in Asian countries, while the majority of Zimbabweans lived in poverty conditions due to years of sanctions followed by a period of an improved economy that was sunk by the cronyism and mismanagement of the country's resources. One of the ministers aligned with Mrs. Mugabe was found with $10 million in U.S. currency stashed in his home when he was arrested on corruption charges during the military intervention. Some analysts say that with President Mugabe resigning peacefully, he saved the country from perhaps plunging into the kind of bloodshed seen during the early days of independence, which perhaps would have given the enemies of Zimbabwe's revolution ammunition to stage a Libyan-style overthrow of the government in the name of humanitarianism, complete with a new puppet regime favorable to Western corporations and interests. In fact, an opinion piece that appeared in the Washington, D.C.-based news outlet, The Hill, written by K. Reva Levison, the president and CEO of KRL International LLC, a D.C. consulting firm, blatantly urged the Trump administration to attempt to exploit the political crisis by offering aid to Zimbabwe, which of course is what got Zimbabwe indebted to the IMF back in the 80s. Levison wrote, "The United States needs to work urgently with its allies in Africa, including the African Union and SADC, to create the political space for fundamental change. Together, you and our African partners must resist the temptation to make a short-term play for peace and stability and insist on a broadly inclusive transitional authority in internationally supervised elections. The United States could further use its convening power and fiscal leverage to mobilize a package of assistance for a post-Mugabe transformation." In light of Levison's revelation that the African Union is in bed with the American government, explains why the African Union said and did nothing as one of their member countries, Libya, was attacked by the U.S. and NATO allies, in part to stop Gaddafi from working with Muslim and African nations to introduce a single gold-backed currency on the continent. A gold and diamond-backed currency have been discussed in Zimbabwe as they set aside resources to do what Gaddafi wanted to do for all of Africa inside of Zimbabwe, which could supplant the American petrodollar, which only has value because of the trading of oil using the dollar. Replacing the petrodollar is one of the key reasons Saddam Hussein was overthrown and turned over to an execution squad, much like Gaddafi would in 2011 in an operation approved by Obama and carried out by Hillary Clinton, who was filmed laughing with glee upon news of the assassination by proxy of Gaddafi. Because of recent history, the new Zimbabwe president and his aides will have to be ever vigilant going forward, as it seems they are surrounded by enemies posing as friends who are really proxy agents of the West. Hello, this is Scotty Reed, and thank you for listening to this podcast and sharing it with others. Please consider making a donation to the U.S.-based nonprofit media organization Black Talk Media Project in support of its efforts to elevate independent Black voices. You can also support the work by joining the network's social media community, BTR Community, for just $24 a year. Black Talk Media Project is leading the way in the production of grassroots Black media.